to some ass kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
Hello, this is Betty.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jampa.
The Clay People are in charge.
Are the Clay People in the house?
Yes, they are.
Oh, I love it when the Clay People are in the house. That always makes for a good show.
Your mother's in the house.
Your mother's in the house. That always makes good.
Well, look, Anthony's in the house.
We got lots of people in the house tonight. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see you all up in the chat room, everyone. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony broadcasting live from the alley behind a fertility clinic.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 242 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, April 4th, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So I'm noticing Roger over here, he has some kind of programming that was still selected to allow him to pick us up, but I think it gets confused because something is not linking.
Roger's always confused. And there's a lot of things on Roger that generally are not linking anyway, so...
No.
But it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. So how is your week and day and what you got going on for us tonight?
My week, you know, the typical boring week, but, you know, the weekend was nice. I gave a friend of mine a sledgehammer and had him clean out or help to bust out the studio garage.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we had some old cabinetry and crap hanging around in there that just looked awful. And it really didn't provide much storage. So we got rid of that, and which was nice because it was kind of moldy already from sitting in a garage. You know, it is Florida, it's humid, so the garage smells better. It looks much nicer. It's much more organized, and I got more room in it now. So it was fun. It was a nice, fun little weekend of just kind of getting some projects done around the studio.
I saw the pictures, and it looks like it's a mechanic's warehouse, a mechanic's studio.
It does, yeah. It works out very well. I'm able to put all my tools and everywhere. I know where everything's at. So,
Are you able to lift the cars to repair engines and stuff?
No, I have no car lifts, and there will be no engine repair going on in the studio garage. That's that really doesn't happen much anymore. Maybe you know, we'll get an oil change, a brake job here and there, shit like that, but. Aside from that, any major repair that.
But you need to lift Roger to repair things on him.
God, so. Yeah, no, we got Roger needs a lot of things. He needs a lot of things. So, and rain. We had a lot of rain. You know, as you know, you. I think you've gotten some of it. I hate it when I do that. But you guys got some of that storms that passed through, like, the southeast, right? I mean, you guys got hit with some storms, like, earlier in the week?
We have been getting a lot of, like, mixed precipitation, a few rainy spells, lots of cloudiness, lots of gloominess. There was one day of heavy rains, but
okay.
The rest of it's just been kind of like, okay, it's like okay. Pitter-patter. Or it's big snowflakes, but the ground is not as frozen as it was once, say, in January.
Okay.
So it's not
okay.
Sticking.
All right. So, yeah, we had some storms come through over the weekend, and it's been raining. It's been raining a lot, where I guess we're moving into a rainy season, which I guess isn't a bad thing. So, but that's pretty much, that was the excitement going around the studio over the weekend. Tonight's strain is Grease Gun, which I've been finding.
Grease Gun?
Yes, I've been finding that quite enjoyable. So,
what are the flavors of Grease Gun?
I don't know, it's weed. I don't know. I really honestly I can't think of what the flavor is right now. It's a nice smooth flavor and it makes you kind of nicely tickly high and that's about the best I can tell you. It smells pretty nice. It smells pretty nice. So I almost got some. I was trying to get some Fruit Loops or some. Well, it probably wasn't Fruit Loops. It was probably some derivative of because you know they can't use the actual names. From the dispensary, and he gave me something else instead, which is an indica, and I didn't want the indica. I wanted like the, it was like a Jolly Rancher or a Fruity Pebble or something like it, and I really wanted to try it. Gave me the wrong damn weed. I don't know if I can return it or not. I haven't opened it, but I may be able to. I'll bring it with me next time I run up to that dispensary this week.
Mm.
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah. Well, thanks, Anthony.
Oh, no problem. Hey, Joe, anytime.
So, off in my corner of the world, spring continues to spring around. It's been on the gloomy side of spring. But nothing that's too bad. It's not been majorly cold or overly crazy wet or icy or anything. The move is coming along. Lots of things are boxed up, including the auxiliary snack room. We got all that taken care of. Tonight's strain is, we're doing gelato tonight, right?
Okay,
now.
Okay.
And tonight's wine is from Leo Steen. It's a red table blend of Carignan, Grenache, and Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a 2020 vintage blend from California. And tonight's bubbly is Perrier Watermelon Flavor.
I can never get into the watermelon flavored water.
Really?
I can never get into the watermelon flavor of most of anything, any kind of watermelon drink. I just turns me off.
It's,
I guess.
There's no aspartame or any of that nonsense. It's just flavors.
Well, that's good.
Just and flavors. Zero sugars.
Zero sugars.
So it's not like a syrupy. It's not like a metallic-y. It's as if though it's an essence of an actual watermelon.
It's as if a watermelon had kissed your ass on the way out.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
So, Anthony, do we got any voicemails?
We most certainly do. Let me go ahead and cue it up here. Give me a moment here. Let me see what I got going on here. Hold on. Okay, we got a voicemail. We got to enter the password. Hold on. I think that's the password.
One new message. Press 1-4. New first
okay.
Message.
That's our new message.
Hey guys, this is Dick White. I just wanted to let you know that I'll be WFH and on vacation starting as soon as I hang up this phone.
Uh-huh.
I'll probably be gone for 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You'll survive without me. I taught Roger how to do the books once I stuck this huge eraser up his mechanical output hole.
Oh, my.
Anyways, I won't be reachable, so get over it and make sure things don't get fucked up when I return. All the mess in the accounting room, which you should repurpose, by the way. Well, just toss it. Mm-hmm. We'll never get out of it. Okay, bye.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press
right,
5
well.
To repeat the current message. Message deleted. No more messages.
Well, guess what? Our chat room is open at Shyampa.org. And, oh, by the way, our phone lines are open and ready for you right now.
Yeah, they seem to be working again.
Yes. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for making them work.
I do what I can.
And you can make them work for you by dialing 813-327-8566 on your celly or rotary dial. So, Anthony, what's up in your weeds corner?
Well, I actually have some interesting news for the weed corner, so let me...
Ooh.
Actually, you know what? This could be some breaking news, because we haven't had any... Yeah, I know. Contain yourself. Don't bounce too much in the chair. I mean, you might fall... Look at that. You already almost screwed something up. But, yeah, this is actually more of a breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So, this comes from The Hill, from Christina Marcos. The House passed legislation last Friday to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate the long-standing criminal penalties for anyone who distributes or possesses it.
That's amazing.
Lawmakers passed the bill largely along party lines, 220 to 204, with three Republicans joining all but two Democrats in support. The measure now goes to the Senate, unfortunately, where Democrats are planning to bring the legalization bill up as soon as the spring, but it is not clear how much legalization support it could see and could clear the necessary 60 votes from Senate. But it is, I mean, that is a good possibility. It made it halfway through. And let's hope that, you know, call your senators, let them know, you know, when the bill comes up, let them know, you know, hey, we need to decriminalize this. And this would do a lot of good. So
we'll need the Clay people's help on this.
We might need the Clay. We may need to have the Clay people do a phone bank.
Yes.
We may need a Clay people phone bank. So Clay people, stand by. Stand by, Clay people. We may need you on a phone bank. So, okay. So that's that. I'll close this out. Unless you have any additional comments you would like to provide on this news story.
I'm just satisfied that it's gotten this far, and I hope it continues.
Oh, God, me too.
Yeah, it would just be a nice thing to decriminalize it across the board. It's about time.
Well, and then enforcement agencies can worry about the drugs that really fuck things up. Then they can put right. The money towards, you know, shit like meth and the fucking oxy and shit like that. I mean, that's really what's fucking people up. And that's where we need the treatment programs and the outreach and shit like that. I mean, right now, I mean, for weed in and of itself, there's really not much outreach or treatment anyway. It's really just pretty much just you go to jail and that's that. Or you just don't get work because you have to piss in a cup or something like that. So this and that will change it too, because being once it gets declassified, then it's no longer an illegal substance. So work rules change, things change, and that opens up things with a lot of employees and employers, you know, that want to have a more open marketplace. And
it becomes like alcohol.
It becomes like alcohol. Exactly. It's the whole fact, you know,
because it still will be regulated.
There will always be some form of regulation without question. Absolutely. But yeah, so it's an interesting thing to keep track of. Unfortunately, I mean, there is a good possibility that it may not survive the Senate. But if it does, this will become a very monumental thing for us to. It would be the end of our version of prohibition. So, but that's your breaking weed news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So how big was it?
Oh my God, you wouldn't imagine. Okay, imagine the largest eggplant you've ever seen.
Whoo!
Right? Oh my God.
That could make a lot of omelets.
Yeah. Oh my God. So anyway, so yeah,
oh,
that's some exciting
back,
news. Yeah, we're back. Is that some exciting news? So, yeah, but we'll keep everyone updated on this, and we'll.
But this next one could ruin it for everything.
This could ruin. Well, I mean, this is going to happen. This is going to happen regardless. But also shows that there's not always such a bright side to the marijuana industry. This one comes from Yahoo News, and actually, who knew? Who knew Yahoo does news? Lake County deputies say the dispensary's security manager. This is actually a I don't think I listed the dispensary, but that's fine. I didn't want to. A dispensary security manager initially received an anonymous tip that 24-year-old Danielle and 24-year-old Hector were stealing bags of marijuana flower from the store every night they worked. The tipster claimed that the two employees would fill the machine and claimed it was clogged so they could empty it and keep the excess product. The tipster claimed the two employees would fill a machine. Oh, I'm sorry. Deputies reviewed surveillance video from the store dating back to the earliest alleged theft in November. Deputies say in all, the two stole approximately 49 bags of marijuana, which I don't know. Is that an ounce? That's half ounce. They really didn't specify.
Yeah.
For a total, though, the value of just under $50,000. So it's a good chunk of weed. So both Danielle and Hector were booked in the Lake County Jail on Monday on grand theft charges. So
that could be about 181 ounces if it's going for 275 an ounce,
which I think is about right. That's about right here in Florida, about 275, 250 an ounce. So yeah.
So 181 ounces.
Yeah.
And how many ounces to a pound? 16.
16 ounces to a pound.
So that's 11 pounds.
11 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
Right.
Craziness. Okay, Anthony.
That's
well, guess
it.
What?
What?
It's time for our word of the show.
Oh, yay. We got a word of the show. Let's go with the word of the show.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. And our word today is exculpate, which means to show or declare that someone is not guilty of wrongdoing. You know, like, Roger could actually be exculpated if it was ever discovered that Betty was actually the one shitting around the floors.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was her, you know. She has that kind of mentality that would allow something like that to happen.
But thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you exculpate yourself out of the next scheme you're thinking of. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Okay, well, I think, Roger, you can just go ahead and take it away
Roger.
There.
Yeah. Holy overflowing buttholes, it's me, Roger, and this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is April 4th, 2022, and oh boy, it's National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day,
ooh.
National Hugger Newsperson Day, National School Librarian Day, National Vitamin C Day,
okay.
And now, what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Walk Around Things Day, wowzers. Joe is going to twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes
now
the bigger wheel spin,
on the
spin,
floor.
Spin, but will it be the insurance wheel? Hold tight and shut your buttholes, damn you dickwhite, you're an evil man, no no no, yes yes yes. Let's see what happens, twiddle away Joe, and push that button Anthony while I go shit out some erasure bits from my overtaxed butthole.
Thank you, Roger, for that. That was probably a little more than we needed, but we'll go with it. All right, Joe, go ahead and
you're
give that
welcome,
one.
Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Roger. All right, go ahead and give that wheel a spin, Joe.
Oh, I'm spinning it, baby.
Spin that wheel. Oh, it's not the insurance wheel. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, we got like seven new roofs in the past month, so you know, after a while, we gotta like, you know. We gotta stop
play it
doing
cool.
The whole, you know, wheel through the roof thing. All right, let me go ahead and open up this news story because I am ill prepared because I have been drinking beer and smoking weed. since I got home from work.
Oh, yay.
So, yes, which is
11.36363636363636.
What the fuck are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
That was the calculator of 181 ounces of weed into poundages.
Tonight's random story comes from the ABC Action News and tells us about someone who really apparently doesn't know much about their pizza.
But wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Are you still stuck on the weed thing? Am I serious?
No, I'm stuck on the link title.
The link title?
Yeah, and it says Florida tourist spends night in stranger's home after confusing it for Airbnb.
Well, apparently Dick White had left on vacation when it came time to update the script. You got the voicemail. You know what's going on here. Come on. I mean, just play along with it. They're not in an Airbnb. It's some stupid travel survey study thing. All right. So, according to Any Time Estimate, which not even very familiar with Any Time, Tampa is among the top 15 best pizza cities in America. What? Yeah, I know, right? I saw the headline myself, and I'm like, what? And is the highest ranking city in the state of Florida. Anytime Estimate scored the 50 largest metro areas in the nation on their pizza prowess using the following criteria. They got 5 points for Google Trends interest in 20 pizza variations. I don't even know what the fuck that means. They got 3 points for pizza restaurants per 100,000 restaurants. 2 points for pizza restaurants per square mile. 2 more points for Google Trend interest in general pizza terms. So if anyone's interested in pizza, they counted. Independent pizza restaurants per 100,000 restaurants. 1 point average price and affordability of the cheese pizza slice and the pepperoni pizza slice. Of course, the cheaper the better. They're going on price point here. And you lose a point for big chain pizza restaurants per 100,000 residents. Anytime Estimate said Tampa has a pizza restaurant every 1.75 miles, 38% better than the average city they studied. Tampa also has 4.3 independent pizza restaurants per 100,000 restaurants. Residents. Woo! Have some more beer. Where's my beer?
Here's
my beer.
I don't know. This study seems rather out of
I know,
place.
Right? The seventh most of the cities they measured. Fans of the Tampa pizza must have affinity for Midwest or Mediterranean, as the city ranks number 4 in search interest for Greek pizza and number 5 in interest for Neapolitan pizza, which I'm like, what the fuck is Neapolitan pizza? What is Neapolitan pizza?
Is it the specified kind of squares? You know, do you have that Google music that we always love and play?
Oh, I don't know where it's at. You can play it. You just Google it with the
Neapolitan pizza.
I see.
It's a style of pizza made with tomatoes and mozzarella cheese. It looks like a round pie.
With, like, mostly red sauce and chunks of cheese in it.
Yeah, and, like, possibly black olives, but, like, big chunks of cheese. Mozzarella cheese.
Exactly. So,
like buffalo mozzarella cheese.
I agree. So the study was really going for quantity over quality. And it may be true that there are pizza places everywhere in Tampa, but often they serve cheap, quick service quality pizza. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you two can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at shyampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Super Villains podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news.
You're fucked up, Betty.
Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Betty. But before we get to the news sourced by Iberian Ship Skipper, it's time for your Shiampo Chicago weather from your very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 47 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 36 degrees Fahrenheit, and the humidity is at 66%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the west at 7 million miles per hour, gusting to warp 10 at any moment. The visibility for you pilot types is 10 miles. Tonight, patchy fog after 10 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Tuesday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday, rainy alert, a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 58, west-southwest winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 47, chance of precipitation is 60%. Friday, chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m., then just a chance of rain showers, mostly, cloudy with a high near 39. Weekend, wow, looks like a nice sunny weekend with temperatures in the low 40s to upper 50s. And now for today's fun fact. Well, in case you didn't know it, Canada is actually south of Detroit. Just look at a map, as Roger would say, wow, and hit me. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for my news.
Where's the any key?
And now for the news.
So I do have to interrupt your news, though, briefly.
Because of time?
No, because I have a show title. It is called Damn It, I Forgot to Unmute the Channel.
Oh, no.
It's fine. It was for my crazy news. So nobody heard the pizza story. And that's fine, because that pizza story really wasn't that great. So, but I have a show title. So please, now you may continue, and we will go on in life.
Well, I'm considering dropping the first story, but I will say it's a fun story, because I want to go. All right, well, April 1st, and it's not an April Fool's joke, folks. Revelers in a Japanese city are preparing for the Kanemaru Matsuri, an annual celebration also known as the Penis Festival. The Kanemaru Matsuri, which roughly translates to Festival of the Steel Phallus, begins each year on the first Sunday of April at the Kaneyama Shrine in Kawasaki. The festival centers around the Shinto god Kaneyama Hiko and the goddess Kaneyama Haimi. The deities are associated with the metallurgic arts and sexual health. That's an interesting combination of topics.
That is an interesting combination of topics.
Revelers at the festival traditionally include sex workers seeking protection from disease, and in modern times, the crowd has grown to include LGBTQ groups seeking sexual blessings and married couples praying for fertility and healthy children. The Kanemaru Shrine now donates proceeds from the festival to research into AIDS and whatnot. But it's an interesting festival. They've got edible treats and
I'm sure
all sorts of fun things.
And they're all shaped like penises?
Yep.
I mean, who could not like a penis festival other than somebody that just doesn't like penis? If you don't like penis, you might not like a penis festival. But if you love a penis, go get another penis festival. You want to go to the next story? All right.
Yes. Wow, Anthony, this sure wounds like a thing to do when drunk. Say in a super sarcastic tone, not... We at the Joe and Anthony Show or Cheyampa Radio would never encourage or endorse the following activity. Laugh at the idiocracy, yes. Chicago, from WGN. A man who seemed to be intoxicated jumped a fence at Midway Tuesday and attempted to climb onto a private jet Chicago Police said. At around 4:45 p.m., CPD responded to Midway. Officers said a 33-year-old man was able to climb over a barbed wire fence near a tarmac and attempted to stop a small private jet. He tried to get on board as well and climbed onto a wing. Additionally, the man took off his clothes on the runway. Yay, naked! The man was transported to McNeil Hospital for a mental evaluation, and he seemed to be intoxicated, police said. Charges are currently pending. SkyCam 9 was over the scene at the time, and there was a heavy police presence surrounding the jet. He's out here in front of the jet. Looks like he's trying to get in. Air traffic control audio revealed. The Chicago Department of Aviation did not comment on the incident.
Nice. Do you mind if we skip your last story, or do you want to finish
sure.
your last story?
Speaky, we'll be back next week.
There you go. Alrighty, let me hit my next button here. Not that button. That button. There we go. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
No problem. Do you require psychotherapy but can't afford
yes.
it? Does the idea of telling a shrink your deepest, darkest moments terrify you? Well, worry no more. Dollar Miscellaneous brings you the latest in mental health hydration therapy with Therapy in a Can, the psychoactive beverage that will bring a smile to your face and wash the blues away. Packed with electrolytes, natural and man-made chemicals, Therapy in a Can offers so many benefits. Therapy in a Can is available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar and then some change due to inflation. Do you want to be part of this derailed Southern Fried Tire Thumping Toilet Seat League GMO Loaded Experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. This week on This Way Out, misguided gatekeeping endangers queer youth, Brown Jackson's judgment foils Republican senators, Singapore queries citizens on sodomy law repeal, Italy identifies Alex as non-binary, a Texas appeal court blocks investigations of trans kids' families, DeSantis dangles Florida's Don't Say Gay as protests proliferate, and a marriage-denying Kentucky clerk loses another court battle. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll extrapolate something in 4 minutes when we return.
Exculpate.
The fuck is the button?
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Everybody, halo, halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so halo, everybody, halo, with softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair, so halo, everybody, halo, halo, shampoo, halo.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I'll have a Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got got it back.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know if you try to say the alphabet without moving your lips or tongue, every letter will sound exactly the same? Or how about the fact that white cats with blue eyes are usually deaf? Did you know that wind doesn't make a sound until it blows against another object? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chartbusters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.shyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, I think you need to cue one of those robotic things. All right.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Yes. Yes, that was a good one. I haven't had one of those in a long time. That's when you know when you're super high. We're not muted, are we?
I'm muted. Well, I'm no longer muted, but I'm muted.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, that was...
So, folks, I was actually kind of responding to Anthony's... Anthony's time with the pipe, which he conveniently muted for everyone to not hear.
I wasn't going to subject everyone to that.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Let me just get my bearings here, and we'll move into the news for the weather first.
Move into the weather.
let me snuff this shorty here. And, all right, before we continue, it is time for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 81 degrees. The humidity is currently at 62%. The dew point is sitting around 57 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 30% chance of showers and storms before 9, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Tuesday, 20% chance of showers and storms after 3. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers and storms mainly after 3, mostly cloudy with a low around 75. And on Wednesday, we have a 60% chance of showers and storms before 9, then some showers lately, and then another thunderstorm and some more shit after that, and some more shit after that after that. Wednesday is going to be a shitty day. How's that? Wednesday is going to be a shitty day with a high 86. Wednesday night will be another shitty night. up until 3 a.m. And then after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 74. So that's it for your shitty Tampa weather.
Wow.
Well, we're getting into rainy season, so it's going to fucking rain all the time now. It's time for some crazy Florida news.
Florida news.
We do, don't we? We're only running two tonight because the second one is it's a little long. It could pretty much count as two stories. And I actually had a hard time finding naked stories this week. It was kind of funny. Usually I don't have a hard time finding naked stories for Florida, but this week it was really difficult.
That is so odd.
It's very odd. So our first Florida news story of the night comes from ABC Action News in Tampa Bay and brings you a cautionary tale of the hazards of living in Florida. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said a person died early on Thursday morning after their vehicle hit a 11-foot alligator in the middle of the road and overturned into a ditch. Local authorities said that the crash happened on eastbound County Road 672 around 12:30 in the morning. The front of the vehicle hit the alligator, veered off the road, and overturned into a ditch. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene, and the alligator also died in the crash. So, don't try to run over alligators. They're if you ever dealt with a deer, they're the same thing as deer. Deer are like big. That you'd think you'd hit a deer and they'd just go flying because they got these little tiny legs, right? You see deer and they're like, itty bitty little tiny legs, I'm deer. And you're like, oh, I'm going to hit that damn thing at 8 miles an hour, fucking fly. No, but it doesn't. The thing is the damn thing will just, it like fucking fucks up your car. It will total the fuck out of your car if you hit that thing.
Apparently it's a very dense animal.
And that's the thing. It's like you'll cut the legs off from underneath it, and then the 700-pound thing hits your vehicle at the force of 60, 70 miles an hour, and it just fucking, it's like running into a semi. And an alligator, well, it's not going to do that much. It definitely causes you to lose control of your vehicle because it's a ginormous, like, perking speed bump.
What if you gently stop at it and honk at it really loudly?
It wouldn't give a shit. You could sit there and honk at it all day and it wouldn't give a shit. Alligator don't care.
Is it sensitive to odors?
Alligator, okay. Yeah, you could try to lure it away with something. That would be your best bet, or you just wait for it to pass, you know?
Or, like, from the rear of the car, you could, like, drop a piece of beef, and then the alligator would sense that.
I wouldn't really drop anything from any... Well, yeah, I guess. I'd probably throw it from the car rather than drop it. You don't want the alligator coming back to around the back of the car. There you go.
It could be an automatic catapult. Yeah,
I would just wait for the alligator to leave, or I just kind of back up and go the way I once came. So. So that's the alligator story. So don't run over alligators. Alligators do not budge easily. They're like deer and moose and all those other things you get in the road. It is not like a possum. It will not go thump, and then you'll be on your way, and the thing will fuck you up. So, all right. So our next crazy Florida news story comes from the Palm Beach Post. It's actually written for South Florida, but I adapted it to Tampa Bay. And it's good because we're seeing like a huge population boom in Florida now. I mean, right now, that's why rents are so high and housing is so expensive. There's just not enough of it for all the people that said, I'm going to move to Florida during the pandemic because... Why not? So, attention, new Florida residents. The natives are restless. A survey of 1,000 Florida homeowners last month found that, and I did not take the survey, by the way, found that most of them complained about the influx of new out-of-state home buyers to the point where they were considering moving to another part of Florida or out of state. Of course, nobody moves away. That's just typical bitching. It's always been this way in Florida. Everyone who's lived in Florida has resented the people who show up after them. The only new wrinkle is that the latest bunch of arrivals have brought extra attention upon themselves by being big spenders that they've spiked the demands for homes. Which is true, because Florida, in its most part, is a transient state. So a lot of people that come to Florida are usually middle class, lower, you know, lower middle class or just they're poor. A lot of states just put their crazies on a Greyhound bus and ship them to Florida, and that's part of our population as well. So now we got all the money coming in, and you know what happens when money comes in, and everyone else is kind of like, we're kind of riding off this hyperinflation. Everyone gets pissed off. So it is worth noting to new residents that there are about 2 million Floridians who have concealed weapons permits. Oh, come on. Really? No. It's just an off day today.
Sexy.
There we go. Yes.
And there's lots of naked people.
There is a lot of naked people in Florida. That's true. Yeah. 2 million Floridians who have concealed weapons permits. And 70% of Floridians who need mental health care services in the state who can't get them. So we have a high population of those in need of mental health services that cannot get mental health services.
That may potentially have concealed carry permits.
That's how we keep taxes down. We use jails as mental health centers, and that's it. You've been warned. Jails are mental health centers. The sudden low taxes that people come to are delivered with a hefty side order of pre-existing conditions, sometimes known as Florida Man, which we all know, or Floridians, or what have you. And yeah, I make a whole new segment out of them every week.
Or the Villages.
Or the Villages, which is full of Florida Man. It would be the newcomer's best interest not to call attention to themselves while you're out in public until you figure out what's where. In other words, fake it till you make it. Think of it yourself as participating in one of those nature shows that feature cheetahs hunting gazelles. The gazelles that survive are those that can blend into the safety of the pack, stray too much out on your own, and you become cheetah food.
If you're observing, where are you located?
I don't know. You stay with the gazelles when you're observing. So here are suggestions on how transplants can quickly blend into the pack of Florida. Stay off Interstate 275 at night, especially the Howard Franklin Bridge. It's mostly used as a racetrack at night for numerous pairs of cars and motorcycles that play chase with each other, which is ridiculous after a certain part of night. They fly in and out down the highway between other cars who become unwilling participants in the game, which is quite nerve-wracking. Follow the dress code. Get yourself some cargo shorts and Crocs, T-shirts with giant eagles. Talons out are always in fashion. Women take tops, spandex pants that say juicy on their ear always work. If you're a retiree, track suits, gold chains inside the zipper. No Yankees caps. You must exhibit patience at the convenience and the grocery store. This I learned very much so. If you're in a hurry, don't expect your trip to the convenience or grocery store to be achieved in a reasonable amount of time. Even if there's just one person ahead of you in line, you will considerably wait. This is usually because of one of two things. The person in front of you is buying cigarettes, and the ability of the customer and the clerk to convey which type of cigarette being requested from the wall of cigarette packs behind the clerk involves a lot of talk akin to playing a crane game at a local arcade. Go left, left, up, up, nope, right, up, down, left. So, and that's, I witnessed it, it's ridiculous. Then, of course, the clerk will ask for ID. The customer even looks to be 50, 60, maybe even 80 years old. And then actually takes out a minute to fish out. Have you ever asked an 80-year-old for ID? See how long it takes them to get their goddamn driver's license out. And then there's the scratch-off tickets. Scratch-off tickets are huge. I avoid, like, convenience stores at peak hours during scratch-off times. There's an endless variety, and there's literally an endless variety of scratch-off games. The ticket comes in rolls that are numbered. Customers stand there forever. It's like a glass case, and it seems like they're saying things like, I'll take 5 of number 10, no make it, a number 12, and 2 of number 5, and let me see, what else? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like playing bingo, you know?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I also want that bottle of Jack behind the counter.
Oh, the bottle of Jack. Oh, and you know what? I need some cigarettes. So when you go in a convenience store or even a supermarket, act like just like every other local, just kind of vacantly just gazing into the distance, waiting for this whole charade to finish up so you can finish up with your day. I used to get impatient. It doesn't work. Trust me. You just deal with it and move on.
Yep.
Deal it and move on.
That's a fact of life in Florida.
Yep, yep. Avoid it, and this is me. Not everyone agrees with me, but I've learned enough. Avoid the neighbors. This isn't Mayberry. You are in Florida. The guy living next door may have a warrant out in another state or just bought his house with Dogecoin. Best not to get too friendly, or you can end up being on the ground floor of the Ponzi scheme or too close to his property line when his meth lab explodes. So, you know, it's a state of crazy people. Crazy people are everywhere. Watch out. Rule number one, again, don't complain when it's summer. Yeah, please don't. Please don't. It's fucking ridiculous when you do. It's unbearable. August and September are disgusting down here. No.
Well, you better make sure your house has air conditioning.
Well, no, if you live in a house, no, you're going to be in a real tough summer on that one. But yeah, just don't complain about the hot. We know it's fucking hot, and we know it rains every fucking day in the summertime. This is how it works.
But I have fans.
But you have fans. Also, finally, at the end of this long story, learn the local dialect. If someone asks you where you got an article of clothing, just say you got it from Ross, and then talk about grabbing a Cuban down at the Colombian in Ybor. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
That's interesting.
Roger, you stink. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people.
Come join the fun.
Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biaches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Interesting. Hey, Anthony, we don't need a show title.
No, we don't.
Because we have one, and it's we not do. Masturbating in a golf cart while cruising the villages.
Oh, my God.
The actual show title.
Well, that one just slipped out of there. Okay. I forgot all about that one. Yeah, we don't want that one.
It's,
we want the other
damn
one.
Damn it. I forgot to unmute the channel. If you remember, last week our show title was Don't Leave the Key in the Ignition Naked. And I guess the prior week it was masturbating in a golf cart while cruising the villages.
Yeah, that's how things get around here. And that was actually
I have a text message. Oh no.
Text message. What's your text message?
I'll answer this text message after the show is over.
Is it a booty call? Did you just get a booty call?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
No. It's I got to show the studios, the current studios, to another perspective.
Ooh.
Party that's going to move in.
Make sure you hide all dildonic devices.
Well, I might leave one dildonic device open and available for use.
Wow.
With the caveat being you will be filmed.
Okay.
<Yes. laughs> Unparalleled in broadcasting fidelity, the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio.
It's something.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It is. It is. It is. So laundry was put off today, so I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Okay, that's good.
If that's any importance to users or listeners.
listeners, just in case, you needed to know that was Joe's laundry schedule. Why we have Joe's laundry scheduled, nobody knows. But Joe just gave us a thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for sharing. So if you have a stalker out there, which, you know, we got listeners, you might have a stalker now, you know. Now they know when to stalk you for laundry duties.
Well, I would love to have a why not me moment.
You do want a why not me moment, don't you?
A why not me moment in the laundry room would be fine by me. But, yeah.
We may have to sponsor a Why Not Me movie.
Movie
production. It's a Why Not Me movie production.
Fuck. So what do you got coming up for the next week's show?
I have no clue what we got coming up for next week's
neither.
Show, but we'll figure something out.
We may do a show. Yeah, we will do. Let's plan to do a show next Monday, but the following Monday, I think I am going to be taking down the studio.
Okay.
Because my time will become limited. I have a lot of things going on that weekend.
No, that's fine. I figured we'd have to take a break for at least for a week or two so you could move into your new space and get all that set up.
So, folks, next week we'll do a show.
Okay.
Right. Maybe we'll call it Masturbating in a Golf Cart While Cruising the Villages.
We can't. We already had that title.
Or maybe not.
We can't call it the same thing. Then it becomes confusing. But anyway, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I've lost track of what the fuck is going on around here. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Interesting, Anthony. Oh, boy. Oh, well, keep listening to us for what to do, and we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor on noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance. Well, Joe just lights up his pipe right before his paragraph comes up.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique Q audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's
easy.
Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyamper Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a tablet cum sex toy in the playroom, or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette, or maybe it's your cell phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shyamper Radio right now, so, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's right. Go there now. chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. It's true.
Is it true?
It is.
So, I had a question.
Okay.
So, are you going to be putting the stream on for the Bluetooth Wi-Fi speaker dildonic device for your apartment guest visitor person? Are you going to jam out to This Way Out while offering use of said strange items to said people that are coming to view your apartment?
You can say, okay, dildo, play some 70s disco. And then it could start vibrating in the tune to the music. Staying alive. Ha, ha, ha. You know,
what's funny is, as ridiculous as it sounds, it's not half bad.
Right?
I mean, it might take a little selling, you know, you'd have to get a good salesman to sell a vibrating Bluetooth dildonic Wi-Fi speaker voice controlled device.
You can listen, you know, and for those that are of a different nature, you might be listening to the PBS News Hour.
There you go. Anyway, either way, whatever you listen on your dildonic device, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. Play us at chiampa.org if you want to rebroadcast us. Remember, folks, don't go running over alligators. Period. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a G for gingivitis.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.